Hello and welcome back to the Weekly Fix. My name is Stephen Fitzsimmons, Institutional Portfolio Manager with RBC GAM's Blue Bay Fixed Income Team in Stamford, Connecticut. Market jitters were soothed this past week as an inline CPI print caused both risk and rates to rally after several months of consecutive disappointment. The monthly core print rose 0.3% in April. This had the effect of re-racking investors' expectations of rate cuts through the balance of 2024. Futures are now pricing in 1 to 2 cuts for the balance of the year, which is in line with our long-standing base case for the Fed funds target rate. We would reiterate, however, we are not out of the woods yet. We believe we still need to see consecutive signs of improvement on the inflation front, coupled with persistently cooling U.S. economic data before the FOMC can credibly start reducing the overnight rate. We have been saying in recent weeks and months that last week's CPI print would be a fulcrum point upon which the possibility of rate cuts of 2024 would rely. And judging by the positive moves in rates and risk, it is safe to say investors were not disappointed here. In terms of economic data, softer retail sales on the week feel like a step in the right direction toward a more temperate U.S. economy. This sentiment was further bolstered by recent jobs numbers. Although the labor market is still strong, recent prints reflect some signs of cooling from more dramatic tights. Broadly speaking, a continuation of this trend would serve as a bit of a Goldilocks scenario for the U.S., where a recession is avoided but growth and inflation cool. However, disruptions to this path could create dips in fixed income that, although worth buying, would signal a higher for longer potential rate path for the Fed and U.S. Treasuries. Credit spreads remain priced near perfection, but we believe there's still opportunity for compression trades in certain industries of the IG and high yield indices. Although we think issuance this week will be robust in the lead up to Memorial Day, supply dynamics should also prove to be investors' friend in the near run, as new issue supply is insufficient to satiate demand at these high all-in yields, which should keep credit spreads tame even at these relatively snug levels. On the forward-looking U.S. data front, consumer sentiment, MBA mortgages, and housing sales will be further economic data prints to watch for this week as investors continue to look for signs the economy is more sustainably cooling. As always, we thank you for your attention and wish you a happy Memorial Day holiday.
This podcast is provided by RBC Global Asset Management, RBC GAM, for informational purposes and may not be reproduced, distributed, or published without the written consent of RBC GAM. This podcast does not constitute an offer or solicitation to buy or to sell any security product or service in any jurisdiction, nor is it intended to provide investment, financial, legal, accounting, tax, or other advice, and such information should not be relied or acted upon for providing such advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. This product is not available for distribution to investors in jurisdictions where such distribution would be prohibited. Investment and economic outlook information has been compiled by RBC GAM from various sources. Information obtained from third parties is believed to be reliable, but no representation or warranty expressed or implied is made by RBC GAM or its affiliates or any persons as to its accuracy, completeness, or correctness. RBC GAM and its affiliates assume no responsibility for any errors or omissions.